We are up to Simin Tov Kuf Nun Dalid, the actual halakhas of Tisha B'Av itself. And there are a lot of, it's a long simin. We'll be doing the first three sifim of it. Sif Aleph. Tisha B'Av Osur Berechitza V'Sicha. On Tisha B'Av, one is not to wash. One is not to put oil on himself. Ni'ilas HaSandal, wearing shoes. Tashmish Hamita, cohabitation. Va'osur likros b'torah nevi'im k'suvim v'lashanos b'mishnah. A person is not allowed to learn Tanakh. He's not allowed to learn Mishnah, Medrash, Gemara, Halachas, v'agadas, mishum shenemra pikudei Hashem yesharim mesamchei lev. So the halacha is that all of these things are also, the Mishnah Berurah points out, till tzeis hakachavim. The only exception we're going to see later is with regard to nilas asandal for people who are walking among non-Jews. We'll see the Ramah brings down a minag with regard to that. And it seems that there are some people that that have learned from there that I guess Tisha B'Av afternoon, you're allowed to wear shoes, and the Mishnah Berurah is very strong about the fact that that is not so. So it would say that one is not allowed to learn because it says, Pikudei Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Lev. V'tinoka shel beis rabam betelim bo. Chadarim, the kids, the cheder boys, they are butl. On that day, they don't learn. So there's a big machlokas between the Bach and the Taz, what exactly this halacha is. The Bach learns that this is a separate halacha on the tinokos themselves. They're not supposed to learn. The Taz learns that there's no Pikudei Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Lev for little kids. The Isser is on the Rebbe. So if they're learning on their own, according to the Bach, it's Osir. According to the Taz, it's Mutter. Of course, the shiur for Pikudei Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Lev is not bar mitzvah. Once they're old enough to appreciate the beauty of learning, then we say Pikudei Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Lev, and there will be a chiyuv chinuch to not allow them to learn according to everybody. We're talking about very young kids. For very young kids, there the Bach says they still have an Isser, and the Taz learns it's only their Rebbe that is not allowed to learn, and that's why we're mevatel the Tinoka Shabbos Rabban. Going further, we'll get back to this a little later. Now we go further in the Mechaber. Avol korehu be'iyov, you're allowed to learn Sefer Iyov, uvidvorim haroim shebe'yirmiya, as well as the Nevuas of Peronis in Yirmiyahu, v'myesh b'neim psukei nechama, and if you come across a pasuk that is predicting nechama, tzarech ledalgam, you actually have to skip those pasuk, those psukim. Psukim of bad tidings for goyim, you're not supposed to learn. Now, with regard to tinokus, we paskin like the Bach that they have an isser of learning on their own, and therefore we don't learn dvarim haroyim with them either. This opinion holds that as far as kids are concerned, if we say Pikudei Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Lev even for children, then that would even apply. That would even apply for dvarim haroyim because they don't take it so personally, and as a result of it, it would still be Talmud Torah. So that even though the Malamed is mutter because he's old enough to appreciate that dvarim haroyim are not good, the kids who don't appreciate that would be also to learn. This is all Lefi the Bach. Lefi the Taz, it wouldn't be a problem. Because Lefi the Taz, the only problem was on the Malamed in the first place. There are Makilim. The Mishnah Berurah's Maskani is that if you're telling them stories about the Churban, that's Mutter. You don't learn with them, but you give them stories about the Churban. Sif Beis, Mutter Lilmod Medrash Eicha, Perek Elu Magalchim. You're allowed to learn the Medrash on Eicha. You're also allowed to learn in Gemara the Perek of Elu Magalchim and Moed Katan. V'chein lilmod pirish eicha u'pirish eiov. You're allowed to learn the perushim of eicha and eiov. Now, with the Mishnah Berurah adds to that also the agada of kamsa and bar kamsa in Gittin, as well as the agada of the churban in chelik, and you're allowed to read the history of the churban from Sefer Yosifun. Now, with regard to Perek Elu Magalchim, it is not solely the halachas of Avelis, but mostly the halachas of Avelis. You're allowed to learn it anyway, even though it does also have the halachas of putting somebody in cherim. When you learn Elu Magalchim or any halacha any sugya in Hilchas Avelis, for example, the halacha is that you're not to be nosav and nosim b'halacha. You're not supposed to even think of a good teretz to Akasha in a way that you're really going to have the simcha in it. What you're supposed to do is just take the literal meaning of it. Of course, you translate and understand what it's saying, but you take the literal meaning and go further. You don't look for kashas and terutzim. Siv Gimel, Yesh misha also lilmon al yedei hirur. There are those who say that it's also usur to learn al yedei hirur. The reason being that the simcha is over the idea, not having said the words. Therefore, la halacha, we are machmer, you're not to think in learning either. Paskining a psak halacha that is nogea, if it is nogea now, you're allowed to paskin it. As far as a din Torah is concerned, one should avoid a din Torah unless one of the parties is about to leave, and the only way you're going to prevent a loss of money and prevent getting the person who's chayav to pay, prevent the person from not paying, from getting away from it, the only way you'll be able to do that is holding a din Torah on Tisha B'Av. There it would be mutter.